Psalm 62, with its longing and thirsting and pining, is a very human song, especially when we are experiencing feelings of isolation, struggling in a dry, weary land, as the psalmist puts it. There is an unusual Hebrew word for seek. It means to seek eagerly, and it is related to the word for dawn. The suggestion is that if I keep on earnestly seeking, then a sense of God's presence will eventually dawn on me after the present darkness has passed. The dry mouth seeking for water in a parched land eventually gives way to praise and blessings for God, as the singer reflects positively that the God who has helped in the past is still close. Within the temple, he or she senses God's protective wings around him, like a sheltering mother bird. The psalm in this way does two things. Firstly, it encourages the use of our memory of past blessings to inspire confidence in God's close presence now. But secondly, the temple context is important. Those of us like the psalmist who may find it difficult to pray alone can be lifted up when the community prays around them. Similarly, when it comes to singing, a person who would be uncomfortable singing solo will nevertheless confidently sing strongly in the chorus line. And that chorus resounds with the cry, "Your right hand holds me fast." But the cantor has to sing solo, of course. As he or she approaches the lectern to sing in front of the whole community, it can be good to remember that line, "God's right hand holds me fast. I'm not on my own here."